morning and welcome to Insight, a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX Brookville, and WJNG Johnsonburg. I'm Sharon Stewart. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Megan Schreiber-Carter. She's with the Johnsonburg Community Trust, and she's on the phone to talk about the reunion weekend activities that are coming up Friday, September 10th through Sunday, September 12th. Megan, thanks for talking to us this morning on Insight, and I am looking at the schedule for all 3 days. It is jam-packed with activities, isn't it?
Sharon, there's a lot going on in the borough of Johnsonburg. There's a reunion weekend. It's from Friday, September 10th to Sunday, September 12th. We're encouraging a 1970s flourish in clothing all weekend to celebrate the 70s, and I can tell you why, but I want to add that it's a rain or shine event. Would you like me to give you a quick rundown of the things going on for those 3 days?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's see. Now, on Friday, September 10th, there are Market Street festivities from 6 to 11 p.m. Market Street is closed off for a night market, actually, that includes live music, food and beverage. Artisans are also there. 8 of the historic structures in this historic district are open to the public, and there'll be indoor and outdoor seating and lots of visitors in town for the weekend. There's also a homecoming game that weekend, so one of the historic buildings will have the game up, so I know some people want to see the game, which is great. And then Saturday, the 9/11, on Market Street, there are activities. At 10 o'clock, there'll be food vendors in front of the community center, which is 600 Market Street. Mm-hmm. And 11 o'clock on Saturday, September 11th, the Veterans Wall of Honor unveiling ceremony takes place at the community center. Afterwards, there'll be some tours of the brick block. For those interested, Saturday night is the annual Alumni and Friends Dinner Dance. This year, it's celebrating the 70s. It's always at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall. There's live music. The Best 70s Costume Award. Reservations are due by 8/28, very soon. And last thing, Sunday, September 12th, there's a day after gathering at Bendigo State Park from sunrise to sunset at Pavilion 1, and it's a gathering site for all who'd like to visit, courtesy of the Class of 61, and all are welcome. They just need to bring their own food and beverage, because all that's supplied is good company and good access to ADA bathrooms and parking in the river.
Are the class of the 1970s getting together during this weekend event, or why are we celebrating
absolutely.
The 70s?
That's one of the things that got this whole thing started, because now there's a group of organizations here cooperating that created this whole weekend, but a lot of it grew out of that alumni dinner that happens on Saturday, and it's all the classes and their friends. It's alumni and friends from this borough. Johnsonburg Borough is the site of the first settlement in Elk County, and a lot of people in this region and beyond trace their roots here. And it shows, too, because of the groups that are together about this, the Johnsonburg Community Trust is involved, the Johnsonburg Community Center, the Johnsonburg Farmers and Artisans Market, and that's been going on every Wednesday from 3 to 6. People love that. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And the owners of the historic structures are involved now, too. So it's great.
It sounds like fun that you're inviting everybody to dress the part every day throughout the reunion weekend that's scheduled September 10th through the 12th. So that should be interesting, seeing everybody's costumes.
You're absolutely right about that, Sharon. I hope to see you on the street on Friday the 10th sporting some great 70s garb.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Megan Schreiber-Carter, who is with the Johnsonburg Community Trust. And there's a big event coming up in September. Friday, September 10th through Sunday, September 12th. It's a 3-day celebration on the streets and indoors, too. You can also attend the Alumni and Friends Dinner Dance celebrating the 70s on the Saturday night event at the Johnsonburg Fire Hall. Get your tickets by August 28th, by the way, and you can get that at johnsonburgcommunitytrust.com events/alumni weekend. So, Megan, this festival, the weekend activities that are scheduled for September 10th through the 12th, goes right along with the mission of the Johnsonburg Community Trust, right? Tell us about that.
The mission of the Johnsonburg Community Trust has been around for decades, and the mission is revitalization of this historic borough. The Johnsonburg Community Center is involved in the activities and the fundraising for that building, and the Johnsonburg Farmers and Artisans Market is pretty self-explanatory, what they do and what they're bringing in. So they're all kind of, and then the owners of the buildings. Oh, and I wanted to emphasize, you know, the American Legion is going to serve coffee on the American Legion Memorial Grounds, complement of the Johnsonburg Post 501, and the address of those grounds is 411 Market Street. It's just on the edge of the closed off area for the festivities, but there are going to be a lot of people in town. A lot of them are vets, and they like to visit down there, so it's going to be nice to be able to sit down and maybe even have a quiet cup of coffee during an otherwise lively event on Market Street.
Well, it sounds like a great time, and get your costumes together and get your tickets now before this Saturday.
If you want to have reservations, sit down and eat dinner on Saturday at the reunion at the Fire Hall, yeah, you got to let us know by, I think it is the 28th.
Saturday.
But the other thing I'll say is, you know, Friday is totally open to the public. So is Saturday morning and Sunday. And this is important because this is new. There's going to be Market Street handicapped access from Center Street at Bridge Street. And the cars, there'll be a drop-off and pickup lane there. So it'll be easy for those who are older. It'll be easy for them to get up on Market Street and make it so much easier.
It's happening September 10th through the 12th.
September 10th, 11th, and 12th. Activities all weekend. And a lot of the information can be found at thejohnsonburgcommunitytrust.com or the Facebook pages of any of the others who are involved, who I mentioned.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us this morning on Insight, Megan, and keep us posted on any events in Johnsonburg in the future.
Thank you, Sharon. You always show such great interest, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
That is Megan Schreiber-Carter with the Johnsonburg Community Trust. Again, you can sign up or get tickets in advance. You got to do it by this Saturday, August 28th, for the Alumni and Friends Dinner Dance. Get your tickets at johnsonburgcommunitytrust.com/events/alumni weekend. Also, find out more details about the reunion weekend activities at johnsonburgcommunitytrust.com. And that's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call me at MegaRock at 849-8100, extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart. Thanks for tuning into Insight.